Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the Adair Casey Guthrie Center High School Activities Director, Cody Matheson, now joining us. And so, Cody, as I understand it, the district was able to do some remote learning right before Thanksgiving break here, and effectively everybody's back in session now. And so if you wouldn't mind just first of all telling us when the kind of first games and meets will be taking place here for the high school kids.
We went remote on the 23rd and 24th right before break, so therefore we shut down all activities. We were back in the buildings and activities resumed on this past Monday. So we obviously missed a game against Nottoway Valley, a girls game last Monday, and we were supposed to have a pride scrimmage on Saturday of Thanksgiving break against Ottoman, and obviously that had to be canceled due to us closing down our facilities for the week of Thanksgiving break. So, you know, kids coming off a 9-day lull, practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We have a quad Thursday against Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, and East Union as a wrestling quad at the high school in Guthrie Center. And then Friday, we host Madrid in a conference game, and that'll be a what we call a mega night in our conference. That'll actually be a 4 o'clock JV girls game, a 5 o'clock JV boys game, a 6 o'clock varsity girls game, and then a boys varsity game to follow all that, usually around 7:15 to 7:30.
And so having to make those kind of adjustments, Cody, I mean, the fact that, you know, you previously said the kids are coming off 9 days of not being able to do any kind of sports because of Thanksgiving break and remote learning, and then having to practice here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before the first home wrestling meet tonight, and then, you know, presumably basketball happens then tomorrow night. Can you tell me what the feedback has been like from the coaches, from the players, about having to make those unique adjustments here during the early part of the winter sports season?
Yeah, I would say obviously that's difficult, and as a coach as well, that would not be the most ideal situation, but, you know, there's some silver lining in there as well, and I talked to the coaches, and yes, perk and the pro from all this would be that at least you got to start the practices and get an idea of who's going to be out, and that way you can communicate and have conversations and have some sort of plan in place to hold these kids accountable as you hit this 9-day lull. You know, there are some ideas thrown around. I mean, the kids, if they wanted to, they could get together at the park, and, you know, coach could set up a Zoom call with somebody's laptop and, you know, run a practice if you wanted to, but he just could not have contact with the kids in person. You couldn't be on school facilities. So, but I will say the kids that we have here, you know, we do a pretty good job in the off seasons, and we do a lot of stuff in season as well. So, you know, the kids hold themselves accountable. We got really good kids. Our coaches, I know, talking to a few and got some feedback that very, very large majority, maybe except for one or two kids, didn't complete maybe one workout or practice that they had them listed to do. So the kids done a great job. We got good kids. We got kids who want to have success and the kids that want to be good. So, you know, I'm not too worried about them in that terms of what they're doing in those 9 days, especially when they're in season of a sport and they know that they're going to be coming back. And you're going to find out pretty dang quick who is doing something, who was not. It's going to show.
All right. So now, Cody, could you just go over the reminders, COVID-19 restrictions, guidelines that fans and spectators need to remember as they attend your first set of home competitions here this week?
Yeah, so obviously our conference has stipulations sent out. Wrestling, since it's not a conference meet, and that's going to just adhere to the school district policy, but we're pretty much going to stay underneath the governor's proclamation. And so, therefore, you know, everybody gets 2 tickets per athlete that is participating. So, you know, just because you're a manager, you're just kind of tagging along, whatever it may be, you're not provided tickets. It's going to vary night by night. You know, there's some, you know, Thursday night, there's some teams who have single-digit athletes, and there's some who have multi-digit athletes. So there might be a bigger crowd for one team than the other. But what we'll do, which is a little different, we'll do the same thing for basketball. We'll actually have our ticket booths right in front of the entrances of our gym that walks right into the side of the bleachers. So people who have been at our school and in our setup, they'll know that there is a north side and a south side of the bleachers, and there's kind of a cutout walkway area. So we'll have the ticket booths there, and we'll have one entrance for one team and one entrance for the other team. And same thing on Thursday, it'll be 2 teams on one side and 2 teams on the other. And that way they can sit on the east and west side. Our athletic directors have provided their rosters. When the spectators or the parents or grandparents or whoever it is that they have the 2 that are come to spectate for that said athlete, there'll be basically a sign-in sheet. They'll go right by the name and sign their 2 names next to the athlete that they're in. And obviously that's how we'll be able to tell who is signed in and who has how many spectators for each athlete. So, I mean, it's a little different, and I'm not saying I sit here and I agree with it, with everything going on, you know, in terms of I wish the coaches would allow their families and their wives or their husbands to be able to be part of and get a ticket as a spectator. You know, cheerleaders and pep bands, they don't get spectators. I really don't agree with that, but that's what the association and the union wants, and that's what we got to adhere to. Obviously, masks are required within our gym, and obviously that's the governor's statement as well. And we ask you to obviously sit with people within your household. And we want our tickets to be held for immediate families only, meaning if I myself was an athlete, I would want somebody who was within my immediate household to have my two tickets. There's not going to be a lot of student sections. Pretty much the only students that will be there are ones that are competing in the JV games or the varsity games prior or after, and then your teammates as well. So it's going to be quiet. It'll be interesting. I know for a fact that if I was a coach being very loud spoken and a very loud, you know, you're going to have to kind of tone it down. And the voices carry in those gyms. It's a lot different than being on the sideline of a football field, especially with limited fans where you're outside. So, you know, we have a smaller gym, so those voices bounce. We got a couple loud coaches. So when a coach is getting on a kid or when a coach is arguing a call maybe and using some words that he shouldn't be using, the officials are going to hear it, even when you're probably trying to say things under your breath. So it'll be an interesting atmosphere. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just looking forward to the kids to be able to compete again and get back in the gym. So it'll be kind of a trial run to see. The nice thing is we got just a couple of wrestling meets at home before the end of Christmas break, and we got a game next Tuesday, which is against Des Moines Christian, which is home game, and then our basketball team is off at home until January 4th. So I'm going to learn a lot from other schools as well. So, you know, kind of picking and making our own little hybrid entrance as we get closer to these games here.
And that's Cody Matheson, the ACGC AD, joining us here on our Let's Talk Guthrie County program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.